And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. A tightwad? What? A tightwad? You know what that is? We're going to talk about that. Plus, we're going to look at it, what it means to be in the realm where we're not even close. I mean, not even close. We're going to try and take care of one another by looking at one after another. And then we're going to close it down with the big moment. Take the challenge.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Although I think I could have said that better. You're like, prevailing.
Oh, yeah, we're just going to prevail. Okay, we're prevailing.
Or prevailing. Which one? Politics, not this hour. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation, except cups on people's noses that they're taped to their head with masking tape. That is not open for discussion. And the reason is, it's not professional radio. I did that earlier to Tugboat Todd. It's not professional radio. He saw it and thought I looked crazy. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
One in seven Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business. San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
By the grace of God, I am what I am. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Isn't that wonderful? I don't have any pedigree. I don't have any impressive credentials. This is how the apostle put it. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me did not prove in vain, but I labored even more abundantly than all of them. But before he gets proud, he adds, yet it wasn't I, it was the grace of God with me. Grace stayed with me and changed everything about me. Oh, that's the clincher.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I hope you're doing great today. If you're not doing great, then I hope in the next couple hours you're doing better. Maybe you can be doing better. Maybe you're at a 5 and we need to move you to a 7 or an 8. Maybe you're at a 6 and we want to get you to a 9. Maybe you're at a 1. We want to move you over to a 3 or a 4 on your way to a 5, 6, 7, all the way up. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. What do we know about Sam? Born a Muslim, became a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, and has a phenomenally successful real estate business in San Diego County. He does a few things that most people won't do. If you're buying or selling a house, he takes 25% of his gross commission and gives that to whatever church or ministry you want. If you're selling your house and you need some work, he will help by giving the person up to $25,000 to help them fix up the house. When the house sells, he takes the money back at the close of escrow, no interest charged. If you want somebody to come out to your house and talk to you about it, not just kick the tires, but appreciate the blood, sweat, and tears, appreciate the tender love and care, and recognize that a house is not just valued by comparables, by comps. And you want to get in touch with Sam and have him come out, no obligation, no signing anything. ThinkSam.com. Think, as in think, Sam, as in Sam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you, and it's for somebody else, maybe it's Aunt Gertrude. Maybe it's Uncle Milton. I don't know. We would say, Tugboat Todd and I, send them to Sam. That's what was that? Send them to Sam. You think we can do that back and forth? With Sam. You like that?
I did eat a pickle before, so my mouth was a little dry there or something. Send them to Sam.
What's up, Sam? Okay. Okay. All right, we have a little fun. We're going to do a little bit of straight to E. cola. Just letting my fantastic producer know, E. cola termite and pest control service, powerful termite and pest control, is gentle as a butterfly. E. cola termite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Take that. Okay, here's what I've decided. And you'll have to help me on this because you will know this better than me. But I sent an email to somebody that I hadn't talked to in 5.5 years. All good, nothing bad, all great relationship. But the email that I wrote was like a page and a half. And the response to the email was like a word and a half. And I'm trying to figure out, am I supposed to take that in any, you know, is there a message in the no message? Or perhaps the person was busy and then all of a sudden, you know, they were either hungry or they had to get the door. How do I do that?
Busy and wanted to respond to you quickly. So instead of writing a long thing because they didn't have time, they wrote you a quick thing for now, but probably will write more later.
Now, that attitude is the right attitude to have. You know what bugs me? I don't have that attitude very often. I was thinking it took me 45 minutes to write my email. It took you 4.5 seconds. And then you think, hey. And of course, you can never tell tonality in an email. That's impossible. But I think you're right. That's what's bugging me. I don't have a better attitude like you do about it.
Well, even worse, when every once in a while I'll write a long email and people will respond with just the letter K or a text message and just put K. And it's like, really, you can't do OK?
Hey, a lot of effort for that extra O. Oh, me, oh, my.
These millennials.
Yeah. Is it that? Is that really what it is? Is it the millennials? Because, you know, in my generation, it's different than your generation, which is different than the millennial generation. So everybody that thinks they're entitled, no matter what your generation is, grow up. The other thing I would say to that is, you know, the people that have a right to complain genuinely about society are not people who are just in the educational system and have never had a job. So if you've never had a job, you know what your opinion means to me. What? There it goes. I'm just saying. You got to have a little bit of experience. Got to have a little blood in the game. I'm telling you. You got to have a little blood in the game. Sorry. That's how it goes. Let's get ready to go to the first one. I want to talk to you about this concept called a tightwad.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Could you share your dollar with me?
I need a dollar. All right. Here is the problem, the beginning, and the whole thing I want to talk about. First of all, I want to tell you what a tightwad is. According to dictionary.com, these are the synonyms for a tightwad: a cheapskate, a hoarder, a money grubber, a pinch penny, a penny pincher. I guess that can go both ways. A stiff. All of these words. A miser. All of these are negative connotations of a person who's a tightwad. So let's open up the passage. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Here's the problem. The problem is too many of us go, well, now, if I'm going to ask God, it's kind of like, you know, pulling teeth. You know, when I come before the Lord and petition him, it's not like I just get a spinning wheel with lights and everybody's like going, yeehaw, we're going to take care of this right now. And then what happens for us is because God rarely answers in any of the vein or capacity that we think, we get this idea that God is stingy. Like it's hard for him, just like what Tugboat Todd was saying, how it's hard for somebody to write an extra zero. Some of us walk around like it's hard for God to peel off an answer to prayer. That's sad, isn't it, right? It is rough. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. What do we know about God? He's a giver. And yet some of us still feel when we petition him, somehow you got to work your way in to find a position of favor, catch him at the right time, say it in the right way, and then maybe you'll get the answer. That's when people without knowing it go, Lord, beautiful sunset, nice work tonight. Or, hey, looking thin there, Lord. You're trying to butter God up or something. Listen, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 through 20 say this, but as surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was preached among you by us, by me and Silas and Timothy, and it was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. When you pray a prayer and you give the amen, which in the Hebrew is one of two, it's so be it or it shall be so. So one of the two, and it doesn't matter what direction, or let it be. However, that part's okay. The idea is that that profession, that amen that you throw at the end of the prayer, in Jesus' name, amen, that is not because your prayer is supposed to have a bow. It's a pretty prayer because I said amen at the end of it, isn't it? No, it is not a pretty prayer because you say amen at the end of it. It is a statement of faith. When you say amen, let it be so, or so shall it be. It's affirming what has just been spoken by faith in God, giving God the credit that he's not a tightwad. Just that simple. I know, amen is what you're supposed to say. But believing is what you're supposed to be thinking. Okay? All right, we're going to come back, and then we're going to look at a couple other ways to view this. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
It's been said, I am what I tolerate. This is Jim Garlow. In a 2016 article by the editor of the media site Vox, the headline reads, American atheists have radically different visions of the future. And just what is their vision of the future? The article's author wrote, we are at a turning point in American life. Religion, the long, stubborn source of our national ills, is finally dying. Many would like to minimize the relevance of Christianity in our history and our society. But if so, the result will be a nation without the moral compass of biblical truth. It will give way to a form of government that stifles our freedoms. We are at a turning point. A time to use our constitutionally guaranteed First Amendment rights to articulate a well-versed, in Scripture, understanding of community and national life. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
By the grace of God, I am what I am. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Isn't that wonderful? I don't have any pedigree. I don't have any impressive credentials. This is how the apostle put it. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me did not prove in vain, but I labored even more abundantly than all of them. But before he gets proud, he adds, yet it wasn't I. It was the grace of God with me. Grace stayed with me and changed everything about me. Oh, that's the clincher.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
So I come to you, my friend, and now I'm asking you again to forgive my sin.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Some things we need to cover, not the least of which Whitefields Ministries. I had somebody in the sales meeting today. Actually, he was very sincere about it. I gave him a hard time. But he said, what is Whitefields Ministries? And then I was thinking about how we talk about it and how you condense it. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but in business and in different places that you go, you're supposed to have what they call an elevator pitch. You know what an elevator pitch is? By the time you get on the first floor and then you get to the 10th floor, you have to have been given, give your entire vision. in that 30 seconds. You have to be able to say it all. And so it was funny because the first thing that came out of my mouth, the very first thing is, you know, they take the gospel to the farthest places where people don't go, 30 miles away from the nearest road. They support rural pastors financially, spiritually, and emotionally, and they help these villages that have no clean drinking water to have self-sustaining drinking water. It's a great ministry that people can participate with. It's about 15 to 18 seconds. But I've been doing it for a while, and it's not really an elevator pitch. Because if you know Steve, and you do because he's sat in for me before, he tells you, look, if you're going to do one thing for our ministry, it's we'd love you to write a check, but it's not write a check. If you're going to do one thing for our ministry, Steve will tell you, it's just pray for us. They like prayer coverage. They got people sharing the gospel in places that are not safe. They like to have people praying for them all over the world. In approaching it that way, they've always been able to reach their financial goals. Something about seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, that stuff. Oh, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I meant not to leave that out. I apologize. So we encourage you to pray for Steve and for the ministry at Whitefields Ministries because, one, they're taking the gospel. Two, they're helping these rural pastors. Three, they're providing clean drinking water. Not to mention they're networking between ministries and missionaries and churches. All over, they're doing a great job. We lift them up in prayer, pray for them every single day. They are quality people. I have stood by them and will continue to stand by them. Check out whitefields.org. Whitefields.org, coming out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35. There you go. All right. Next. See, we have all these. I just want to mention this because it is important, and we have gotten some interesting response to this. The K-Praise app. So the K-Praise app was $55 million. Then we slashed it to zero. Okay? Now that it's growing, we're taking it back up to $155 million. So to get the K-Praise app, you have to spend $155 million. Now, there is a new policy that we will refund you $149 million and just keep a mill. That's not bad. It's not bad. You just go to whatever your app store is, type in KPRZ, tap it. Bam, it becomes a part of your phone. Bam, it wraps its tentacles around you and walks on top of your head for the rest of your life. How fantastic is that? You like that? That's right. You just kind of, and then it comes out like, you know, like a bug. See, now I said bug. Now I'm thinking about my Addy bug. That's bad. Okay, here we go. Next segment. First segment, we were talking about whether or not God is a tightwad. And it's like, don't tell me people don't think that. They think that all the time. You think, well, that's ridiculous. That's blasphemy. Scripture is redundant in telling people that God is generous because God knew that people would consider him stingy because they don't get the answers to prayers the way they want them or think they should come. So God gives the reassurance through Scripture. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging that, but there is something to be said for growing up and maturing past that. So let's talk about an example in Scripture. This would be something that will drive a few people batty. I don't know why, but it does. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. You're thinking, well, what's that? What's that verse? Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Wonderful portion of Scripture, no problem. Except somebody took the Scripture, made a book out of it, made a movement out of it, raised lots of money from it. But the Scripture tells you something very clear. Jabez, and you find out that he was more righteous than his brothers, simply prayed, "Bless me, enlarge my territories, be with me, keep me from harm. Okie dokie, help me out, God." And God said, yes. And that's it. There is nothing else. There's nothing bizarre about that. bless me. Who has not prayed that God would bless them? Don't. I mean, if you not, you're not prayed, Lord, bless my work. Bless our drive. Bless our trip. Bless this food. Okay, everybody does that. Enlarge my territory is a way of saying I want to expand. I want to grow. You don't want to grow? You don't want to grow? You got a business? You don't want it to grow? That's amazing. Nothing wrong with asking that, but there's nothing wrong with God saying no. The third position in that is let your hand be with me. I'm pretty sure that it's pretty solid to pray, God be with me. I'm going to go out on a limb there. And then he says, keep me from harm so I'll be free from pain. He didn't want to go through a lot of trouble. I don't really find a difficulty in that. People that go through surgery say, let me recover quickly. Let this get away. Let this sickness leave me. There's no difference. There's zero difference. The only difference is that in our world of marketing, somebody took that and did something with it. And it's like, okay, but it's a passage. And in the passage, here is the lesson. From an expository, an exegesis point of view, here is the lesson. God said yes. That's what you should be taking out of it. That this guy prayed, cried out to the God of Israel, and the Lord said, okay. And that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Luke chapter 12, verse 31 and 32. Seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. I mean, we're not even close when we're thinking that God's stingy. We're not even in the ballpark. God is generous in his giving. God is abundant in his giving. Did he not give us Jesus Christ as a sacrifice? Would he not then be with us and give us? This is the problem. The problem is that mindset that God is like your earthly father, or God somehow is like Santa Claus, and if you don't do good throughout the whole year, you won't get presents. Just as bad as people thinking that God is a genie. This is just as dumb. I'm not sure which one's dumber yet. I haven't figured that out. Look, you come before the Lord and you pray and you ask him and you petition. And there's a part of you that drops in the amen, which is an affirmation for what you're praying. All that's good. God could say no. Okay, you got that. That's all part of that submission. God could say yes. Okay, fantastic, great. He says a lot more yes when you're walking in fellowship with them because you know what to be praying. That's just pretty obvious. If a guy and a gal spend time together, tell me if this is not true, and the guy is talking to the gal and he's finding out information about what she likes for food, what she likes for movies, do you think when he takes her on a date, he'll know what to do and where to go? Hello. Why is that complex? I don't think it is. So we need to be aware. God is not a tightwad, and we can't be dropping on him that we have this struggle because he's generous. And sometimes God just says yes. And you know what you should say? Thank you. So, all right, we come back. I want to talk about the one after another, yet another procedure in this understanding God is a giver. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electrogun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termite lady.com.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. For years, I've watched with growing concern as more Christians drift away from thoughtful, biblical, God-centered theology into a theology that is increasingly mystical, non-biblical, and man-centered. I continue to see more people claiming to receive extra-biblical revelations and then rejecting the sufficiency of Scripture. But God's Word holds everything you need to live a godly life. When the Apostle John died, apostolic revelation came to an end. But that written legacy continues as the standard by which we are to test every teacher and every doctrine that claims to be from God. If some doctrine doesn't conform to Scripture, we reject it. If it does conform, it isn't new revelation. In either case, additional revelation is unnecessary. This is John MacArthur, hoping you'll join me again for Portraits of Grace.
For years, society's watchword has been, if it feels good, do it. Consumers spend lots of money in pursuit of pleasure, whether it's a product, an experience, or a position in life. Not everyone feels that way, of course. The 19th century philosopher and naturalist Henry David Thoreau came close to the truth when he said, "That man is richest whose pleasures are the cheapest." But the psalmist David was even more accurate when he wrote about the pleasure with the best cost-benefit ratio known to man. He wrote in Psalm 16, "At God's right hand are pleasures forevermore. God's pleasures are available to all who will embrace them." This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's pleasures on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
It truly is another sky.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1012 K-Praise. 1012, 1210. I just did a spoonerism. Do you know what that is? That's when you impose the numbers or you impose the words. Have I taught you about that, right? The preacher named Spooner? I just did that. Welcome back to 1012. 1012. All right. 10 and 2. Is it no, it's 12. It's 10 and 2, right? Is that the hand position for the wheel? All right. Hey, it's 1210. I've only said that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 shows an hour, 20 shows, or 20 times, or 10 times, 20, I can't even talk.
I say 2 million times.
Sammy Davis Jr., personal friend of mine. Okay.
The thing you don't have to worry about, though, is that if they're listening, they're already on 1210.
That's true. I do that for station identification. And it makes me feel like Batman because the guy says, you know, station identification right after he says Batman. I'm just saying. Oh, that's the original Batman. Sorry. You might not recognize that. I probably should have told you that. Anyway, forget all that. Here's what I got to say. You need some help. Experience Israel Tour. You better sign up. You only got about 30 days if you want to go to Israel. See the Word of God, the geographical connection to the Word of God, that which you've been reading for 1 year or 50 years. If you've never seen it, it's worthwhile. You can check it out at kprz.com. You can also go to experienceisraeltour.com. Experienceisraeltour.com. Don't forget about Abounding Grace. At 1:30 before the show and 4 o'clock after the show, our very own Noah came in and said, "How would you really say that?" I said, "Well, they clean up the mess before I get there, and then after I do my mess for 2 hours, they come and clean it up again." That's how I'd say it. Dr. Robert Jeffress, 11 a.m., Monday through Friday. He is our guy. Love that guy. He endorsed the book that I wrote, so you know, I mean, there's a little bit of yes, and there's no he paid, I paid. He just endorsed it, and I appreciate it. It's the biggest name I got on there. Okay. Let's see. Let's get to our next section. What we did is we talked about God being a tightwad. Wrong. And then we talked about the fact that we're not even close. You know, there'll be prayers that God answers. And, you know, we're really good at taking things and making marketing trails and writing books about it. Here's a book that you'll really like. It's called The Bible, And it starts in Genesis 1:1 and it ends with Revelation 22:21. And it says this: if you pray, God may say yes. And there's, that's the book. Now, if somebody would just do a marketing campaign on that, we'd all be in business. All right. This is called One After.
It's one after the other, 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 after the other.
Phone call for you, Mr. Dingley.
After the other, after the other, after the other.
That is legendary. How is that not epic? Great job. Excellent job, gentlemen. One after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. Excellent job. So where do we get that from? Romans chapter 8, verse 32, and John chapter 1, verse 16 through 17. Because we've already figured out God's not a tightwad, so stop talking to him like he's a tightwad. He's not the Grinch. All right? And that idea that God doesn't answer prayer, okay, just eliminate about 9,000 things in Scripture. That's kind of what you got to do. All right? Because there's about 9,000 things that God shows you in Scripture. It tells you he's on your side. So let's talk about that, understanding one after another. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Now, before you get legalistic or licentious, one is too much into the law, one is too goofy-loosey from the law. When it says he will graciously give us all things, that does not mean that God will give you things that are contrary to God's will, desires, plans, or purposes. But if I have to say that to you, there's something wrong with you, not me. Okay? I don't have to say that. You should know that. That God will answer your prayers if you're in communion with him and you're seeking things and you're asking for help and you're in his direction. He will answer you, but he's not going to give you, oh, well, Lord, I want that Ferrari right there. The answer is no. Now, I've heard a lot of people go, no, I just say I want it and I get it. Well, I'm pretty confident you're not talking to God and getting it from God. That's a problem, right? Because then you got to define who you're getting it from. Whole nother issue, isn't it? Here's the bottom line. John chapter 1, verses 16 through 17, and it says this, and of his fullness, get ready, we have all received and grace after grace after grace. It's just like you get one grace after another grace after another grace. So here, I'll help you see where this is true in Scripture. Remember after you said yes to Jesus? Remember the very first time you said yes to Jesus? Maybe you were a little kid. Maybe you went up on an altar call. Maybe you were on a bounty bounce. I don't know. Maybe it was last week. It could be anything. What you've probably already noticed, and those that have been a Christian for a while have really noticed, that it seems like from time to time you get these blessings or these graces, and these graces come one after another after another. That's the grace of God. And the grace of God is for you and with you. Remember when something used to get you really, really mad, and now you walk in this Christ-likeness with it, and now you're like, meh, that's grace. What about that time you prayed that prayer and the prayer dribbled down your mouth? And remember the honeymoon? You ever hear the honeymoon period where people are talking about the honeymoon period? So what that is that means that everything you prayed, almost everything gets answered. And then people go, then God gets to know me. It's like, that's not what's going on. When you first start, your faith is so high. And you're the one that's sabotaging it. It's not God. You're the one that had that brilliant, unbelievable, incredible, you can't touch this faith. And that's where all these answers were coming from. Not you were just in a honeymoon period and then it's over. You used to believe more. And so now that you're a Christian, he knows you better. He's holding it back, right? No. See how wrong that kind of thinking is? It's wrong. It's bad for us. If he gave us Jesus Christ, how's he not going to answer all the other things that we need? How's that going to take place? If he gives us grace upon grace upon grace upon grace upon grace, one after another after another after another, How do we do anything but be thankful? And if the answer is no, we should be thankful, because if the answer is yes and it's something that can hurt us, then he's not being God. Do you think if there's something that you're asking the Lord for and it's beneficial for you or it's kingdom oriented for you, that God's going to say no? The Lord says no when it's fleshly, when it's contrary to his plans, when it's in the opposition to his purposes. So when you come to prayer, you have to come with a very real heart. You got to spend some time acknowledging the greatness, acknowledging that the mercy in God has swept over you and you are kept by him. And then you come in and you petition. And you don't petition God. We've talked about this before at length. You don't petition God with a laundry list. You don't pull out your little list and go, I need some radishes. I need some mustard. And you know, there's not a lot of corned beef around here, so I need some of that. Can you get busy on that? Only what we do is, I need some money. I need my child to listen to me. I need somebody to clean my house for me because I really don't want to do it. Or how about this one from the husbands? I need my wife to listen. I need my wife to listen. And I need my wife to listen. Or how about this from the wives? I need my husband to act like he's home when he's home. I need my husband to act like he's home when he's home. I bet that gets prayed more than anything. Bottom line, the Lord loves to give to you. He wants to give to you. He's just not going to give you the lotto numbers that you think he should. Because he's not subject to what you think he should. You are subject to him. So recognize, God's not a tightwad. He's generous. He loves to give. He loves it. He loves to bless his kids. I'm a dad and a grandpa. Guess what I like to do? Guess what I like? Okay, now I will say that grandma does a better job than me. But I like to give my kids gifts. And my wife likes to buy every single thing that's in the store that's 5 feet or under. A little different. But the idea is it's a blessing to give to them. And it's a blessing to see their face and their response and their joy. Why do you think it's different for your Heavenly Father? He loves to give to you. Stop treating God like he's stingy or a tightwad. It's really disrespectful. We got to do a better job. We come before him. We believe him. We drop that amen that says we're in this and we're on this. All right, when we come back, we're going to look at the final challenge. Yikes! You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Despite the partisan polarization that characterizes both politics and media of the moment, the public seems surprisingly united when it comes to defining Americanism. A new voter study group survey associated with George Washington University showed a full 93% agreeing that respect for American institutions and laws is important for being an American. Meanwhile, 88% believe it's important to accept people of diverse racial and religious backgrounds to claim authentic authentic American identity. Even 75% of Democrats believe it's important to speak English and to embrace our common language. All in all, the survey that interviewed 8,000 respondents showed a populace much less fractured, bigoted, and resentful than often assumed. Nearly all of us understand that what makes us American isn't where our ancestors came from, but the common ideals and shared culture that we uphold and advance. I'm Michael Medved.
Ships need an anchor to stay in place during a storm. Your soul needs the very same thing. The storms of life, stress, sickness, sin, they can leave you paralyzed with worry and shaking in fear. But the Bible says you can have a firm, secure hope during those times if you've surrendered your heart to Jesus Christ. Deciding to follow Christ comes with a guarantee from God. He'll forgive your sins because of Jesus' death on a cross. You'll also live in heaven with God forever. As the Bible says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Wouldn't you like to have that hope for yourself? You can today, right now, if you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. That's the only way to give your soul the anchor that it needs. We'll help you if you're not sure how to begin a relationship with Jesus. Just check out our website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I finally got the numbers right. That's good. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, we have come up with a new method. Here it is. If you download the app and put the app on your kitchen table, what will happen is all of a sudden a speaker in 3D holographic image will pop up, and then you just speak to it, and it will go into cyberspace and get to me in the year 2047.
Why does it have to be in the kitchen?
Because I'm hungry, and I can't think of any other place to put it. Putting it in the living room doesn't help me because I'll be thinking, why aren't I in the kitchen? That's why. We've been talking about God, as we often do on this show. Contrary to everybody talking about everything else, we want to talk about the Lord and how he works in our lives and what things take place, and even how to look from time to time at different things with a little bit more of a biblical worldview. We think that's a good idea. To use God's glasses, not just our own, for the scripture says we walk by faith and not by sight. And so we do have to have some better imaging of God, as the scripture declares, because too many of us will attribute to God some authority in our lives, and the way that authority was giving to us or responding to us is oftentimes how people will attribute it to God. So if you grew up and the people that were helping you or training you were stingy, or we're tight, you might think that that's how God is, but it is not how God is. If you're a Christian, you've been a Christian more than 10 years, you might think the Lord doesn't answer the same way, when the truth is really your faith is not as real or pure as it once was. Well, you know what? It's not really God's fault that our faith isn't active, or that we think he doesn't like us less now that he knows us. All that's just ridiculous. What we do have from Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount is the challenge. Yes. Jesus drops the microphone right in front of us. Yeah, no, really. Matthew chapter 7:7-11. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. To the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So Jesus drops a challenge on us in the Sermon on the Mount. This is chapter 7, Sermon on the Mount 5, 6, 7. He says, you know what? Ask. You know what? Seek. You know what? Knock. If you ask, you're going to receive. If you seek, you're going to find. If you knock, well, it's going to be open for you. And then in that challenge, Jesus makes a pretty interesting comparison. He said, look, if your son asks for bread, what are you going to do? Give him a rock? If your son asks for a fish, what are you going to do? Give him something dangerous like a snake? Well, then, if you, though you are evil, remember people always saying people are basically good and a little bit evil? See, Jesus never said that. Jesus said, though you are evil, Jesus knew we were evil. But if we know how to give good gifts, how much more the Father, who is the perfect parent, how much more will the Father give to us as his children? Our parenting has a couple of things tagged to it. Even I, on this show, have told you, hey, the lineage thing is important. You know, I got myself, I got my son who's a believer. He's going to raise his son as a believer. My daughter's a believer. She's raising her daughter as a believer. Her future son's going to be a believer. That's important to me, right? But that tells you that even though that seems and sounds great, God's motivations are absolutely perfect and pure. There is no selfish agenda with God. Isn't that fascinating? God only parents for the well-being of the child. I want them to have lineage so I can say, look, we did it. We broke the family line. Woo! Personally, I'm hoping Jesus comes back before any of the grandkids grow up, but that's a whole separate issue, and we'll just have to wait on that. The point is this. Jesus challenges us. He's ask him. Seek him. Find him. Make that time. Cut that time out. Don't give God the five-second blurb. Well, Lord, help me with this. That's not much of a prayer. If you were asking your dad for help, would you just stick your head in and say, Dad, help, and then just walk back out? And he doesn't even know what's good. Like, spend time with him. Why would your dad help you? Well, because he loves you, but he likes to spend time with his kids just like any father does. And that's what I'm saying about the parenting. This is not a diss on women. Oh, my goodness. People stop doing that ridiculous stuff. Don't listen to the world. Bottom line is this. God is not stingy. He's not a tightwad. He's not the Grinch, right? He doesn't steal and take from people. And the Lord answers your prayers and gives to you. He loves you. He wants you to do well. He wants you to be close to him so he can help. But the challenge is dropped and you have to respond. Are you going to ask God to help? And don't just say, yeah, yeah, help me. Spend time with him. It says he who asks, A-S-K-S, perfect present tense, which means you keep on asking. And I don't care if you ask and you're one of those people, I just ask once and say thank you, thank you, thank you 1,000 times. Don't care. As long as you're active with God, that's the key component. Work out the little details later. Drop your amen on it, not because that's how you wrap up a prayer, because it's something you actually believe. Do that. That's just better, all right? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.